She stopped. There was not a sound. Rossigny must have stopped his engine and concealed the car in the thickets around the If crossroads. She was 500 yards at most from that circular space. After hesitating for a few seconds, she dismounted, tied her horse carelessly so that he could release himself by the least effort and return to the house, shrouded her face in the long brown veil that hung over her shoulders, and walked on. As she expected, she saw Rossigny directly as she reached the first turn in the road. He ran up to her and drew her into the thicket.
"Quick, quick! Oh, I was so afraid that you would be late, or even change your mind, and here you are. It seems too good to be true."
She smiled. "You appear to be quite happy to do an idiotic thing."
"I should think I am happy, and so will you be, I swear you will. Your life will be one long fairy tale. You shall have every luxury, and all the money you can wish for."
"I want neither money nor luxuries."
"What then?"
"Happiness."
"You can safely leave your happiness to me,"
she replied jestingly. "I rather doubt the quality of the happiness which you would give me."
"Wait, you'll see. You'll see."
They had reached the car. Rossigny, still stammering expressions of delight, started the engine. Hortense stepped in and wrapped herself in a wide cloak. The car followed the narrow, grassy path which led back to the crossroads, and Rossigny was accelerating the speed when he was suddenly forced to pull up. A shot had rung out from the neighboring wood on the right. The car was swerving from side to side.
"A front tire burst!" shouted Rossigny, leaping to the ground.
"Not a bit of it," cried Hortense. "Someone fired."
"Impossible, my dear. Don't be so absurd."
At that moment, two slight shocks were felt, and two more reports were heard, one after the other, some way off, and still in the wood. Rossigny snarled.
"The back tires burst now, both of them. But who in the devil's name can the ruffian be? Let me get hold of him, that's all."
He clambered up the roadside slope. There was no one there. Moreover, the leaves of the thicket blocked the view.
"Damn it! Damn it!" he swore. "You were right. Someone was firing at the car. Oh, this is a bit thick. We shall be held up for hours. Three tires to mend."